This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Zach in Massapequa, what's going on, Zach?
Hey, love the show, guys. Boomer, you should walk into the Evan and Tiki studio and grab an L. I mean, needle movers don't bat 205 in the postseason.
Are you talking about Aaron Judge?
Yeah, or Casper the Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can call him whatever you want. Yeah, it's fine with me, but I'll tell you right now, people love Aaron Judge. They want to see Aaron Judge play,
yeah,
and they want to see him hit, and they flock to see the Yankees because of him.
If your argument about Soto being a needle mover involves Judge not being a needle mover, then you don't have a good needle mover argument.
You know, I think... And I know that, Juan Soto, to me, is a great hitter. He's got a great eye. That's why he was on base three times yesterday. Unfortunately, that eye didn't work in the last at bat of the game. I understand all that. He is a tremendous hitter. He's not, like, to me, like, Ricky Henderson was, like, an exciting baseball player. Shohei Ohtani is an exciting baseball. Like, they steal bases. They make people nervous when they're on the base pass.
Did you not watch Juan Soto last year at the Yankees?
A great hitter. I'm not saying he's not.
But he's like, exciting. When every time he comes to the plate, he's really exciting. He is.
Listen, I know people.
Is Aaron Judge stealing bases?
People are going to take what I am saying and turn it into something that I'm not saying. I'm just saying to you that there are certain players that when you see them, like, they're completely different than everybody else that's on the baseball field. Now, when it comes to hitting, I will give you that Juan Soto is that. And I'm glad he's on my team. I told you that a million times. I don't think of any baseball player, maybe other than Shohei Ohtani, is worth $700 million. I'm sorry.
Buddy Chris and Hal joins us. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Boomer, I got a question. Out of all the on-air personalities at WFAN, who would be the needle movers?
Wow.
That's a good question.
Chris always loves taking the topics out from the sports world and putting them here in WFAN, and I really appreciate
him. Who's the needle mover here?
For that, needle movers.
Well, the needle's been stuck on number one here for a long time, so I don't know what to tell you. We don't have to move the needle.
Needle here has been moved and has stayed
for 18 years,
which is a harder thing to do to keep it there. Other than that, needle movers, got a needle mover?
No,
really, no needle mover.
Do you?
I could say Sal could move a needle.
Marash
is a needle. He's a you know, he gets people annoyed.
That's,
you know,
a needle mover. It's a needle mover. Needle moves. Like, he can get people hot.
Yeah, I could say,
that,
yeah.
That needle moves to, like, scalding.
True. Yeah, you can get those guys. How about this? You know, they're on their way to being needle movers.
On the way.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm putting words in your mouth. I have a different needle mover definition you do, apparently. So, you know, yeah, what I'm saying?
Well, I've given you my idea of needle movers. Tiger Woods, needle mover.
God.
Right? I mean, I will tell you. Michael Jordan, needle mover. Kobe Bryant, needle mover.
Okay.
I do. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds. They were needle movers.
They were definitely needles. That's right. Those guys.
And they were needle movers and users.
Let's go to Joey in Westchester. What's going on, Joey?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good,
Boomer, I gotta say, man, you look up Google and type in who hit the fourth most home runs last year in Major League Baseball.
Juan Soto did. Yeah. I know.
It says Juan Soto's not a home run hitter, man.
I know, but I think he's more of like a contact, high average hitter. That's how I look at him. I know he's when it comes to hitting, he's as good as there is in baseball. There's no question about that. But do you think he is, by definition, a five-tool player?
No, and I don't think a five-tool player is a major deal when your one tool of the hit tool is that valuable. So, like Gio was saying, like, have you watched Juan Soto? Like, watch his at bats, man. Like,
I know he's competitive. He's competitive as hell in the batter's box. 100%.
It's one of the most exciting things to watch in baseball, in my opinion. Just the way he spits on pitches, and and just the way he approaches the game at the plate. I'm a Yankees fan, I hope you enjoy him, man.
A Yankees fan.
I understand. I will enjoy him, and I'm glad he's on on our team. And quite frankly, I wanted him like 3 or 4 years ago.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so what is your point?
I don't know, Katie in Staten Island. Katie, what's happening?
Hi, Boomer. Good morning. Hi, Gio. Love you guys.
Hi.
How are you? Huge Yankee fan, okay? But I know what happened to Boomer with the needle mover and Juan Soto because it happened to me. So Juan Soto is like the guy or girl that you see from afar for a while and you're like, oh my God, this person's gorgeous. I wish I could meet them, blah, blah, blah. Then they come, you meet them, you start talking to them and you're like, whoa, no thanks. I'll take a pass.
Katie.
Wow.
Katie, hold on a second. This guy had his best offensive year on his way to a Hall of Fame career last year with the Yankees. He hit a humongous home run in the ALCS. It was the first time you guys had been to the World Series since 2009 when he got there. And you're telling me you don't want him?
No, I don't want him at all. Nope.
Did you? No. So you didn't want him to re-sign back? You're not just doing
this?
No,
I did not. No, I wanted him before he came. And then as soon as he came, maybe like halfway through the season, but definitely in the playoffs, I was like, nope, I want to pass. My brothers and father are all Mets fans. I'm like, please, dear God, let him go to the Mets.
But why, though?
Because he's that person. He's just that person. It's like all coding and, you know, beauty and shiny on the outside. But then you get him and you just know he's draining the team. I'm more of a team person. I take a pass. I'm dead serious.
Listen, Katie, he drained that team all the way to a World Series appearance that they hadn't seen in a long time.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I can understand where Katie's coming from. She probably also has a little bit of, anger that, you know, he didn't want to stay with the Yankees.
This is getting ridiculous. You want to tell me, like, a needle mover discussion? Fine. But you're going to tell me that you don't want the guy and he's draining the team? Like, what?
There was something that went on there.
What do you mean there was something that went on there?
Like, if he really wanted to stay with the Yankees, he would have stayed with the Yankees.
Yeah, no.
I mean, $700 million,
but that
does nothing.
But that's a different discussion. Where he ended up is a totally different topic.
One more year is another year. He's already got Hall of Fame numbers. He's already going to be a Hall of Famer. We all know that.
No, but what I'm saying is, though, that him staying with the Yankees is not the same discussion of how good of a player he is. That's more of a discussion about the Yankees organization than it is how great of a player Juan Soto is.
Right, but you got to admit, needle mover, Ohtani, Judge, and Skeens.
Yeah, I put Soto in the needle mover conversation. He's a needle mover.
Well, you put him in the conversation. He's in the conversation, so.
Needle mover. Let's go to Larry in Medford. What's going on, Larry?
Not much. What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
So, Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep. Needle mover.
His numbers were better than Soto's last year.
Yeah, but it's not. But that's not a needle mover.
I don't feel like there's juice around him unless you're a Kansas City Royal fan, you know? I mean, like, there's no... Yeah. I understand, as a baseball fan, I have nothing but mad respect for him.
Wow.
You know? He's a five-tool player, though.
He is a five-tool player. But listen,
he also signed,
but you got to remember, Larry, here's one big part of it, too. The Royals came to him with a contract to keep him around. It was worth a lot of money, which is fine. And he took it because he doesn't know where his career is going to go. He's early on in the contract, bought out his arbitration years. If he had waited till free agency like Juan Soto did,
yes,
and all the years of who he's going to sign with and teams trying to sign him and trading for him and all this stuff, and then got to free agency, he would have been a needle mover. But now he's in one of the smaller market places, and he's already under contract there. He's not going anywhere. It's tough to be a needle mover there.
All right. But,
fair.
He's a better player than Soto. Soto doesn't even hit 300, and you're acting like he's the greatest hitter in the world.
Nobody's sitting here saying he's the greatest hitter in the world. He's one of the best hitters in baseball.
Well, you're telling me every at bat is so exciting.
It is. No, it is exciting. It doesn't mean. You could be exciting at the plate and also suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's both. He's exciting at the plate and really good. You know, I mean, there's guys who swing all over the place and sometimes connect, sometimes strike out. And you're like, oh, my. It's like Jameis Winston. He's exciting, but he stinks.
Know, when he was a player, A-Rod was a needle mover.
Yeah, and
I'm going to say something here that people aren't going to like.
Yeah?
Derek Jeter was not a needle mover. He was a clutch player.
I understand what you're saying.
You see what I'm trying to get to?
Yes, but I am. Here's the thing. I agree with your whole needle mover premise.
Okay.
I'm in on it. I just think that I can't. What I'm confused about is how you don't see the same things in Soto that I'm seeing to put him in the needle mover conversation. Like, I just totally understand your Jeter, A-Rod, needle mover thing. I get it. I don't think that's all that controversial because I know what you mean.
Well, but, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm.
If you want to say that Juan Soto is the fourth needle mover in baseball, I'll give you that. That there are three other guys that move the needle more than he does initially.
James in Jersey City. What's going on, James?
Hey, I'm a big fan of you, but you're totally wrong on this needle mover thing. First off, you're saying he's not a home run hitter. That doesn't make him a needle mover. You got guys like Ichiro. You got guys like Ted Williams. Not home run hitters. Massive needle movers. Then you got the five-tool player thing. What about a guy like Manny Ramirez? Can't even play in the field. Massive needle mover. So what are we really talking about?
Needle movers.
Talking about guys who change a franchise. They put butts in the seats. They sell jerseys. When they're at bat, it's must-see TV. He's must-see TV. He's a needle mover.
You know what?
Also, go ahead,
James.
How is Derek Jeter not a needle mover? I'm a Mets fan, but you serious? Derek Jeter?
He's clutch. He's clutch. Different.
Yeah.
Different. Derek was a steady, consistent, clutch baseball player.
Yeah, and also, I mean, not everybody has the qualities that Derek Jeter had. You know, the captain, the leadership, the calmness under pressure, and all those things that he had. I mean, to be the captain of the Yankees, those are a lot of qualities.
And to deal with everything that comes along with that and the expectations, the stress, the tension, all of that. I mean, you know. He's probably one of the great captains in New York sports history.
Yeah, and the other thing that he brought up, I should have brought up, that really cements the point of Juan Soto being a needle mover. Call up the Mets ticket office and ask them if Juan Soto's a needle mover. They didn't sell out their season ticket plans because Griffin Canning is here.
No, that's true, but that's one baseball team and one baseball player. People want to see Aaron Judge. People are going to want to see Paul Skeens when he's pitching. You know, they're going to want to buy tickets to see that particular player, I believe.
Okay, and the same with Juan Soto.
For the Mets, yes, but I'm talking about, you know, when they go on the road. Like, when they go on the road, Aaron Judge is, like, the man.
But they're also the Yankees.
But he's the man. He's
But the Yankees have always been a draw in a row.
Bombs for home runs.
I know he does.
His launch angle.
You know what? You can go screw yourself now. Now you're taking it too far.
This is going to be this is going to be a whole discussion.
Oh my God! No, yeah, Rami out there is walking around with half a chub with this going on.
His head is spinning.
You love something like this.
Oh yes.